Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation now here on 105.3. The Fan just had the Brian Schottenheimer press conference, him talking about a number of things, and we'll get into recapping that throughout what is left in today's show. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. We did miss Krusty's Corner, so now here is Broadus. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Big day of news, Brian. You give the Cowboys a thumbs up for everything they've done?
Yeah, so far so good. If Brian Schottenheimer, in fact, is talking about potentially claiming some guys, the roster could be different. I'm totally on board with what they're trying to do. Like, we
called it a second draft.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, he is not wrong. And there's a couple of opportunities that are really, really good to add players. You know, free agency is, this team doesn't always play in free agency, but when you start to talk about free agency, college free agency after the draft, that's, you know, the undrafted free agents. That's something the Cowboys have had some success in. So that was an opportunity. And then with this, with the roster reductions and stuff like that, then you're able to dive into that. You know, if you're a team that's not very good, and there's going to be some teams that are pretty talent poor. And I mentioned the Saints as a team. If you're one of those teams, you kind of look at your roster and you're thinking like, my God, there's people cutting better players than what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to be super aggressive and try and do everything you can do. You know, there's certain rules for how many guys you can claim and stuff like that. But there's teams that need to do this. And, you know, the Cowboys are kind of, I think, in a couple of spots. It's interesting what they did at cornerback. We were saying that only five guys, and with Carson being a guy that, you know, they were saying, hey, he was coming along close. He was going to be close and all that, but he never played in the preseason at all.
And if you got to IR him and you're bringing back Goodwin, it's not like Goodwin really does
Goodwin
anything.
Can't,
for you at corner.
Yeah, Goodwin
and if
can't.
Then, yeah. You don't have Diggs available. So you got Bland, Elam, Booth, and Childress. You got four corners that can suit up and play for you. So, like, Beanie Bishop just got cut from Pittsburgh. And that was a guy as a rookie, four interceptions, two forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery, and is a slot player. So they might have Zion Childress, and I'm fine with that, thinking that's going to be your guy. But him and then C.J. Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare from the Baltimore Ravens, who we talked about when they were playing them at defensive tackle, like there are some names out there that immediately will catch your eye and say, can the Cowboys jump in on these guys?
Well, that's the thing, because Eric and I had a chance to, when the Ravens were in town.
Jerry Sandusky.
With a G.
Jerry with a G.
And we were talking. I said, listen, I don't have any questions. I just want to know about your defensive tackles.
Yeah, it was a good question.
And, you know, here's a guy that that has size. Now, he doesn't have a lot of experience. I mean, really none. But, man, you talk about the power that he plays with, the point of attack, the size he has. The Ravens were going to be a team, and we talked about it earlier, that they're a team that might win the Super Bowl. We thought this was one of the deepest teams in the league.
Yeah.
And they were going to, the teams always say, oh, we're going to have to cut some, it's going to be tough. We're going to put some, it's going to be some difficult guys, difficult decisions and all. Now the Ravens can actually say that because they will put some, because their roster is really that good. So they're going to put some good guys on the street. So I do hope that the Cowboys do take advantage of their claiming spot. They picked 12th in the draft. So that means their claiming spot will be that spot in that area until, I believe, week four of the NFL season. And then it goes to the teams with the worst record. So Dallas is in a spot where they can claim some guys that they'll be ahead of some teams that behind them that can do that.
Looks like, you know, what they've said about Okoye this offseason, they believe in his trajectory and how quickly ascended as part of that international player program. It's just a numbers game where they have such good starters and depth.
Yeah, they're hopeful to get him back on the practice squad. And if I'm the Cowboys, I'm saying, sorry.
No.
We're not letting you do that. He needs to start for us.
He'd be very excited to come to the Cowboys if you're a corner or a one technique right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope it's not just all talk. That Will McClay and the pro guys and, you know, Alex Loomis and those guys over there can do a good job of, I know they've identified players that they're watching, teams that they've watched, and certain positions that they've watched. So let's hope.
I don't think it's talk, because I think this is one of the best things the Cowboys do by necessity. They have had to be really good at this. I think they have showed they're absolutely willing to bring guys in and have competition for all spots at all times. I took Shoddy at face value there. I thought the part where he was saying this is all collaborative and I've never been put in a situation where I got to fight with the organization because we have a conversation and agree to things. That was the only thing that made the BS meter shoot up a bit for me during that presser.
Yeah, I think to me that he was here when Mozzie Smith was drafted, so it's a little bit easier for him to probably side with the Joneses on this one. If he's a new coach, if he was brand new to the system, and he would probably say, well, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
But the fact he was here, there's things you have to do as a coach. Honestly, you have to know what battles to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fight every single battle. You can't. I don't know if I'm dying on the Mozzie Smith hill if I'm a coach, because I'm thinking there's other things I need to, there's other things I need to get done.
Especially if you're a coach with no skins on the wall, no experience. I don't think Belichick or Andy Reid standing around for that.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying about that? Like, there's certain things that you will absolutely just fight the Joneses on. I don't know if I'd fight the Joneses, and especially with the fact that you got Winfrey and some guys that you were Houston, Winfrey, some guys that you know can actually play.
Sure.
So I'm not fighting. There's other battles I'm going to need to try and win.
Here's what I would try to tell the Joneses, though. I'm trying to build something special here, and I need the guys to look at me like they got to impress me.
Yeah.
There can't be a, I'm good because Jerry likes me type of deal. Mm-hmm. I think that does erode your authority.
I honestly feel like that, man, this is going to sound terrible, but I kind of feel like that maybe Tolbert might be in the same boat.
I am, and I know Tolbert.
I say Tolbert because you wonder, like, it, To be honest with you, I felt like the Brooks played really well this, you know, this season.
And I think that Brooks has played well when he's given opportunities to.
I will say this, though, again. This Tolbert, I think, is when, and we asked this question, when Mingo's 4 weeks are up, I don't think this is about Ryan Flournoy or any of that. I think this is about if Tolbert is not played up to snuff in 4 weeks, that's the roster spot I'm looking for right there. Like, they're going to go, how does Mingo get back? That's it. If we have 4 weeks from today and all of a sudden Tolbert has not done anything, but maybe he had one game and three just okay games. And then, because I know Coach even talked about what Ryan Flournoy did. I told you guys on special teams, just watch the tape.
Absolutely.
Watch him block on the crack the other day, throwing his body in there and doing some things. So I think Flournoy is going to, I think he's turned the corner on some of this stuff.
When you dig in and look at the film and some of the stuff he's doing on special teams, he's almost a can't.
And then he's getting open as a route runner, as a wide receiver. Like, he's got a skill set that is special.
We would be talking about him if Joe Milton was just serviceable at times this preseason as a quarterback.
Well, great stuff. Glad we got some Krusty's Corner in, and salute to Reliant
Air
Conditioning.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, where are we going next, Chief? The jinx of the year in baseball and a bad day at the ball yard for this guy. That's next here in the nation.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, coming up on 2 hours from Rangers pregame show. It's time to go, but they're going to have to get the rest of the season done now without Nathan Eovaldi as well. The breaking news about an hour ago. Time for a sports hodgepodge, though. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Eric? Okay, we'll get to the bad day at the ball yard for this particular umpire here in just a moment, but I believe we have the baseball jinx of the year, courtesy of the Baltimore Orioles telecast. We take you to Orioles versus Red Sox. You have Roman Anthony, who's been a young rookie star.
Absolutely phenomenal for them.
He's at the plate, and he's going up against Tamayuki Sugano.
And Sagano had been on a nice little run here.
Comfortable now.
And this is, did I nail that?
I think you crushed it.
Yeah. Well, here's Sagano.
Were you worried about saying it at first?
I was. I was just going to go Sagano there.
You weren't leaking confidence, though.
Really? You don't feel like I was?
Not at all.
I didn't treat it like a bit of a speed bump there?
You slowly read through it my favorite, crushed it.
Tomoyuki Sagano.
My favorite thing is when Dawson, and he's, by the way, Dawson, you're really good at this. I'm doing one of your compliment sandwich things.
Okay.
But you're really good, but when you kind of break into a European accent or Spanish accent to pronounce it, you're leaking confidence, but you do it like in a language that
let's have some fun with
some
it.
Sauce
yeah,
on
like
it.
It's yeah.
Of course, I know how to pronounce it.
Gavin, you have made it, my friend. We officially have a Fire Gavin Dawson Twitter account.
Nice.
I feel like this means you have hit the Mount Rushmore.
Randy Galloway would approve
in sports
that.
Radio
the polarization.
This is freaking crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hopefully I can get the
follow-up.
Yeah.
General, baby. Yeah.
Way to go.
Let's go.
Dawson.
Fire his ass. Golly.
And maybe fire the Orioles telecast.
Termination.
They jinxed the balls off of Tomoyuki Sagano.
I guess I have Jack Leiter's career start to thank for that one.
Yes. And Rowdy's.
And Rowdy Telesis.
Started with Jack. It ended with the... with the Roudster.
My guys, you know, it's tough. I do love the Rangers. I want to participate in Rangers excitement, but I feel like there's a portion of Rangers Twitter that wants nothing to do with me right now. So
they will always have that 2023
that pie chart. That pie chart's heavily in anti-Dawson favor.
Only so much pie to go around, as Steven taught me. So we'll try to figure it out. Do better.
Well, here in the G-Bag Nation, we like our guys. So you're here to stay.
We do like our guys. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, Jack Leiter, I live for those days.
All right, here we go. Is this the jinx of the baseball year?
That's his last five starts. The team has won all five of those games.
Oh, Ben McDonald.
See what it is, a strikeout to walk ratio, nearly 4-1. The big thing for Sagano, circle that second to the last column, home runs allowed. He's only allowed one home run in his last five starts. We will hope it will stay that way.
You were saying, unfortunately, Roman Anthony.
Oh, my gosh.
Anthony with... A home run on the fifth pitch of the game. The Red Sox jump in front, courtesy of Roman Anthony's sixth of his rookie year.
Sagano had gone 106 consecutive batters without allowing a home run. But he'll have to start a new one now. 107 off the bat.
That was you knew off the bat. That was gone.
Was it no doubter?
He smoked that.
Pretty. Yeah.
My man Ben McDonald on the call.
You were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ben McDonald.
That's rough.
Good Ben call. McDonald. Yeah. You know his voice, don't you?
I do. An Elson U guy.
Okay, so now we do to the Little League umpire that Broadus, I believe, was first on the scene
Dude,
with this one.
Brian,
this was all up in
his algo. He was laughing so hard up in the press box.
I was in the press box.
What are you giggling at over there?
I was sitting next to Woolchuck, and then I came up. And, you know, you're supposed to be quiet. And I started laughing just uncontrollably. And then I said, okay, I've got to send these to all the guys. I got to send this out. But they're like, the third and final shot. That's
incredible.
What I couldn't keep it together.
Not one, not two, but three times in four innings, an umpire took a foul ball right to the downstairs. And we have the video. Carter will throw it up on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube for you so you can get the visual. But here is the sound. That's the first one.
Off the bat,
second one.
Couldn't do anything about that one.
He hasn't hit the deck once, but wait till number three.
Manager's coming out to check on him.
Now, that right there, Ted Emmerich, that's a pitchcock violation, okay? And
a what?
That was at the highest level. The video of this is just incredible.
He was just rolling around.
He went fetal position. I mean, my sources tell me he's still laying there right now in the batter's box, just grunting and growling through what is the single worst pain.
Game.
Yeah, three times in four innings, bro.
I mean, back in my day, umpires used that big pad.
The pillow.
I mean, they'd be rocking this thing. It was it was like one of those football pads that you put out there to make a player more physical or whatever. This guy, I have to question this guy's awareness.
You know,
really? I think it's the worst catcher of all time.
That too.
Sitting behind the plate. Like, I would be yelling at the manager to get this guy off the field.
That kid didn't even come close.
Put somebody in here who knows what he's doing here.
Maybe the smallest catcher in the league, but you got to take a knee. You got to get low.
Get low.
You know?
Well, no.
That third one, dude, his, like, arm started to seize up, and he just fell forward. And ate dirt. And again, I think he's still laying there.
But he was umpiring with like his hands on his knees. And so
he was in an athletic position.
He wasn't behind the catcher. He just caught him direct. Oh, gosh.
The foul tip.
One of those wasn't even felt like a foul tip. It was just a straight heater. It was like they were sending that ump a message.
Oh, that was great.
All for what? Like $75 to get out there on a Saturday? And
not bad work if you can get it.
Icing his balls and spitting up blood for the next 6 months.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. He's definitely going to have to see the urologist this week. It was a tough weekend for umpires. Really was. I saw a college guy get hit in the head with a bat flip, knocked him out. Maybe that's an old one, but that was heavy in my algo this weekend, maybe as a result of this.
We did our favorite hefty athletes.
We did.
Right, last week. How about the hefty lefties, Jared Lorenzen, his son, is wearing his dad's number 22 jersey at the same high school, and he scored a walk-off two-point conversion to start the season.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's how you get it done.
Is he
right there.
A fellow hefty lefty?
No, I don't know. He is a little bit hefty.
What position is he playing?
It looks like they got him kind of moving around a little bit. He'll take a direct snap there at the goal line to punch it in.
Okay.
But they got him playing a little bit in the backfield, a little bit at tight end.
Man.
So he's kind of a jack of all trades, Mr. Versatility there.
Kentucky school? Where are we?
It is Highlands. Yeah, it is. It is a Kentucky.
I'm sure Will Chambers is very familiar.
They're the Bluebirds, and he's rocking the deuce and hitting walk off 2-point conversions victory right there. So pretty cool for that kid. And we'll get to some other stuff in the finest. But there you are. There's a little hodgepodge.
Thank you, buddy. We got to check in with Jared Sandler on this Rangers breaking news that we had earlier today, and where the Rangers go from here. Is there hope alive, or was this the final blow? That's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's time for some Jared Sandler here on The Fan as you have Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. And we had pretty big news, guys, earlier on. Nathan Eovaldi reportedly or confirmed out for the season with a shoulder strain of some sort. So we'll get more details here from Sandler. But just my initial thoughts, guys, the degree of difficulty turned up, and if you weren't out already, this might have pushed you over the ledge as we get the report now here from Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Buddy, how you doing? We got you.
Oh, you guys got me? Can you hear me?
Yep, there he is. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow. What happened with Eovaldi in the shoulder?
Yeah, strained rotator cuff and, out for the year. They said likely out for the year, so we'll see. So, unfortunate, but, I don't know. It's kind of a nut kicker, you know? I was just talking to some of the guys, and it's like, you know, in my 12 years, I'm trying to think of injury news that, like, hits you, where it's like, dang, you know, you feel terribly for the person, you feel terribly given the situation. And, you know, I remember when Prince, announced his retirement, that was just like incredibly emotional, and seeing him get emotional about not being able to play the game. That was a tough one, but you know, this is tough too. Cause we talked a lot about, Kevin Pillar made his comments about guys and, just the mood he got, the feel he got. And you know, like we said, he's entitled to his opinion, obviously, but I think, you know, Kevin would probably acknowledge that, you know, regardless of how he felt that, you know, if there was one guy in that clubhouse who it's like, yeah, this guy shows up, he posts every single day ready to, you know, do whatever he can to help the team, it's that guy. And you could just kind of see it in Evo's face when he spoke to us. He was pretty upset. And so you feel for him. And it's obviously, you know, I know a lot of fans don't, you know, they just, you know, how is this going to impact the team? And I get that. And unfortunately, it's not going to help the team. This is going to make it a lot more challenging for them to go, get to that 86 win mark that we talked about yesterday. No doubt about it.
Hey, Jared, are we to the point of just kind of as a clubhouse saying enough's enough? I mean, I don't mean giving up and all that, but just all the things that group has gone through the entire year. that it's just like, you know, what do we, and I'm not saying they're going to quit or anything like that, but like, it's just like, what else can happen?
That's a great question, Broadus. I mean, I think this is where, you know, the unquantifiable resolve of, you know, a locker room or a clubhouse comes into play. I mean, you know, they could use this and they could say, hey, you know, the baseball gods are kicking our ass right now. They've lost Simeon, Carter, Gray, and Eovaldi for the season in the last week. You know, I guess there's a chance Marcus comes back right before, but let's just say for the sake of the conversation, they've lost those four guys for the season the last week. You know, they can look around and they could take it to the house and say, all right, you know, hey, it was fun. We had a nice run. Or, you know, they could look around and say, screw this. You know, we got 29 games left. We may as well play them. Let's go and let's try and make it so that Marcus can play this year. Let's try and make it so that Evo can come back. Which, sidebar, for people wondering, if the Rangers made a deep playoff run, Evo would be back. I'm only sharing that. You know, I'm sure some people are rolling their eyes out if they make a deep playoff run. I'm sharing that just to give people an idea of the timeline of his recovery. He doesn't, as of now, you know, what we know is he doesn't need surgery or anything like that. So if this was earlier in the year, he'd obviously be able to return. But anyway, yeah, you know, I guess we'll find out how they respond. You know, it's obviously, you know, it seems like blow after blow the last week. And if they, you know, if they decide that, I shouldn't say decide, if, you know, if it's tough for them to respond and bounce back, you know, who am I to say that wouldn't be, you know, a likely path, because it's tough what they've gone through, but, you know, I would love to think that they would bounce back and show some resolve and try and kick some ass.
Well, with that 1.73 ERA through 22 games, I guess the 22 games is what might say that it's not the greatest single season in Rangers pitching history. You've got Fergie Jenkins, Nolan, you, Darvish certainly had a great one. But when we reflect back on this year for Nathan Eovaldi, it's got to be up there amongst one of the best performances we've seen in as a Texas Rangers pitcher all time.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, hey, listen, this team's never had a Cy Young Award winner. And I think Evo was probably, the reality is, probably not going to get there. But, you know, I think at least in the conversation, right? You know, at least someone that, you know, would be up there probably would finish runner up to Skubal. And it's just a little bit of a bummer that, you know, it's not going to be able to see that one through.
Does this have any bearing, you think, on the decision to skip starts or shut DeGrom down?
If they end up out of it, yeah. If let's just say they have a bad next week and, all right, it's just not going to work out, then, yeah, there's no reason at this point. I mean, I'd say this. Obviously, the season itself isn't what people wanted, but this has been a great year for Jacob. Just the fact that he has basically made every single start except for the start that was skipped in Kansas City. And this is a great building block upon which to progress towards next year. Now, I think he's fully prepared and able to keep going. But I do think if it gets to the point, Gavin, where the Rangers aren't, you know, going to be, you know, a legitimate contender for a playoff spot, there'd be no reason to keep him going.
What went wrong for the offense last night?
Yeah, well, Jose Soriano was pretty good, but, you know, they just didn't seem like they were really able to square much up. You know, he's got a nasty sinker, but, you know, what's interesting, and you know, I'd always love to know why the approach is what it is for, you know, a pitcher, but he kind of went away from what his typical pitch mix is. You know, he threw more curveballs than what we're used to seeing and, you know, really mixed it up well. I don't know what the scout was. The Rangers have seen him. I think that was the fourth time, right? So, you know, I think that cat and mouse game kind of dictates, you know, whether or not you kind of go back to the well and do the same of what you've been doing or whether you try and mix stuff up. And the Rangers have gotten him this year, but, you know, he's had plenty of success against the Rangers. He's kind of a young, inconsistent pitcher who has great stuff. And you see him one night and you're like, wow, like how does anyone score off this guy? And then you see him the next start and you're like, gosh, you know, he's not look like the same guy at all. But unfortunately they got the good version of Jose Soriano. As I say that, I understand that people are, you know, they're going to hear that and think, gosh, you know, I'm tired of hearing it about the pitcher. It's, you know, why not our bats? And I get that. You know, I think at times maybe the bats this year have played pitchers into favorable spots. But I don't know what exactly last night. It did seem like he pitched well. There have been times this year where guys have put up good numbers, and unfortunately, they just, you know, pitchers who have had a good start, but maybe like the start itself just didn't look that great, and it seemed like maybe the Rangers gave him some gifts. That really wasn't the case. You look at the chase for last night, stuff like that. They just weren't able to square him up, and hopefully they can come back and have a good night tonight, because obviously just from a morale standpoint, coming back, having a nice win tonight would be a huge boost.
Jared, how critical do you think this next 4 to 6 week end of season stretch is for Josh Jung and his future with the organization?
You know, Zach, I would hate to think that, you know, such a significant conversation or decision would rest on 4 to 6 weeks, but we're human, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if he sprints through the finish line, I think it's less about, hey, what numbers does he put up, and more about what it looks like while he's putting them up, you know? From a process standpoint, is he doing the things that they would like him to do to show the consistent progress that, hopefully would be able to sustain throughout the course of the season? I think a lot's on the table. This is now the second straight year where the Rangers offensively, no matter what happens the rest of the way, whether the Rangers make the playoffs or not, it's going to be the second straight year where the offense has not performed up to the expectation. So I don't get the sense, and you guys talk to Chris Jung every week, I'm sure you guys would agree, he does not seem like a complacent person whatsoever. So I would imagine that there are going to be changes and that a deck will be reshuffled to some degree. He's not just going to roll out the same group and hope for better results. Is Josh Jung a part of that conversation of potential changes? I would imagine, you know, almost everyone is a part of that conversation. But I think the decision is more than just a binary, do we want him back or not? I think it's, what can we expect out of Josh Jung when we go into this offseason? Let's say Josh Jung is our starting third baseman. But can we expect him? Is this a guy that we can expect to be a middle-of-the-order bat? Or are we looking at, hey, Josh Jung's our third baseman, but he's a guy who we're probably going to have hit bottom of the order. He's a guy that, you know, we think really only is going to hit lefty. You know, I think there are a lot of elements to the conversation, and how much 4 to 6 weeks can change that. You know, September baseball can be a dangerous judge, but I think it's more process related than it is end result related.
There's no way the ownership decides, hey, it's time to go more developmental and get back into that like pre-stadium mode that we were in, where we're waiting for, you know, the prospects to come around to get us close and then start spending again?
Gavin, I mean, there just really aren't, you know, they don't have that farm system right now where they've got, you know, a bunch of guys who are near major league ready. I mean, I know everyone's super excited about Sebastian Walcott, and there's no reason not to be excited about him. I don't know that Sebastian Walcott, I mean, I don't think Sebastian Walcott is a major leaguer on opening day next year.
No.
And he can obviously play his way to being a major leaguer if he has a good year, but there's a chance that, you know, it's not until 2026. It's not until 2027, and he'd be 21 years old, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Like if he doesn't make his debut until 21, no one's upset or concerned about that. So I just don't think, I think a lot of the strength of the farm system is more lower levels. And so I don't know.
I was just thinking, yes, like intentionally taking a step back, like we could spend another $100 million and end up in fourth place again.
Yeah, I think it's a great, fair question. I think if they were to do that, then you would see a lot of changes, because so long as you've got Eovaldi and DeGrom and, you know, Corey Seager under contract, I think it would be a tough justification to the ownership. And I think for CY, I don't think he would look at that and say, oh, yeah, we don't have a shot. I think that you got those three veterans plus Marcus Semien, plus you got, you know, Wyatt Langford. I think they would try and figure out a way to go for it. Wow. But obviously reshuffling a deck isn't easy.
Well, appreciate you, man. I know it's a tough day like this, and we appreciate your insights and your perspective, and we look forward to the pregame coming up 6:30.
All right, fellas. Thanks so much.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. What's next, Derek?
Football's finest. We got some Cowboy stuff for you. Arch is already better than Peyton and Eli at this. Plus, the college football petty wars are already underway. That's next in the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.